Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of sheer joy for this man who otherwise lost it.
It's the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Paul, moments ago, we were talking about all the issues people are dealing with, respiratory issues. The common cold, flu, COVID, RSV, pneumonia, walking pneumonia. Dr. Natalie Gentile of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh is with us. Doc, I know we wanted to talk about the new Surgeon General report that just came out last week about the link between alcohol and cancer. But first, you've got to be dealing with all this stuff.
Yeah, Larry, I was going to say that sounds like my clinic every day, what you're describing.
Have you noticed a big increase in your practice with these issues? It seems like there is a spike and that there is a natural spike in the winter months.
Yes, this is what we really come to expect this time of year. I would also add norovirus to that list. So think stomach flu. We're seeing a major uptick in that as well, coinciding right with some flu increase, definitely on the tail end of that walking pneumonia increase. So this is definitely a very prevalent issue right now.
I know when you hear walking pneumonia, what exactly does that mean?
Yeah, it's a bacterial infection with Mycoplasma pneumoniae, and this bacteria can cause people to be sick enough that they've got pneumonia symptoms, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath. But this can last for weeks to the point where people are able to, most of the time, get by, right? They're not great, but they're able to keep moving on. And it feels like this, you know, cough that lasts forever. But it's not that they have fevers and they're down and out in bed for that entire time. So sometimes it can go unnoticed for weeks.
Dr. Gentile, when does a patient know it's time to see you, like someone with a head cold? You know, at that point, you've got to have an infection, right?
Yeah, so with most viral illnesses, they're lasting about 5 to 7 days. They usually have a trajectory where they're getting slowly better over time. We do know that coughs, for example, after viral infections can last 4 to 6 weeks. So just someone having a lingering cough is not so much concern as much as additional symptoms like wheezing in people who have asthma or wheezing in people who've never wheezed before, and that's just going, you know, continually going on. coughs that are really affecting people's sleeping. That's another concerning symptom. Of course, fevers that are lingering longer than that, or things that what we call double worsening. So you were getting a little bit better, then all of a sudden symptoms kind of rage back. That can make things more concerning for a bacterial infection where we might want to intervene with an antibiotic.
We're with Dr. Natalie Gentile of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh. That said, I think a lot of people are confused, and include me in that list, of when you start getting symptoms, you don't know which direction you're going with this.
Yeah, I would say that the biggest thing I tell patients is this will prove itself, right? Time tells us a lot. And so initial symptoms can be the same amongst many illnesses, I'd say, with the exception of norovirus, which is usually pretty obvious with very acute vomiting, diarrhea, nausea. But with these respiratory infections, there's a ton of overlap. So time really tells after the first few days of an illness what we're most likely dealing with. And most of the time, it's viral. And viral infections don't require antibiotics, but they do require care and conservative measures like sleep and hydration and certain things like ibuprofen or Tylenol, if your doctor says it's okay for your symptoms and fevers. There's also many over-the-counter things and home remedies that can be really helpful. So it's not that there's nothing we can do about viral infections, but it's really hard a lot of times without testing to discern which one you have.
And when do you know you need to see a doctor as opposed to I just got a cold and deal with it?
If you're having trouble breathing, so shortness of breath, chest pain, wheezing that's unable to be controlled or is a really new symptom for you, it's always safe, to check with your doctor and make sure. But most of the time, if you've got good oxygen saturations at home, I know a lot of people post COVID pandemic time, have these pulse oximeters at home. If you're able to breathe comfortably, I would say it's okay to wait for a few days. But it never hurts, right, to run it by your doctor.
And while we have you, we do want to ask you about the reaction to the Surgeon General's report about a link to alcohol, even moderate consumption in cancer. What have you uncovered?
Yeah, this has been a really interesting thing that I've been discussing a lot with patients lately. We were always told, moderate amount of alcohol might even be good for you, right? Like red wine might even be good for you. But now it's starting to become clear that it's not so clear. We don't know how much alcohol is actually okay to consume. And there's this growing body of research that's telling us that alcohol might be linked to premature death, stroke, certain types of cancer. And we don't really know what that amount is that is safe. Our current recommendations for alcohol intake are 7 drinks a week for women or less and 14 drinks a week or less for men. But that lower threshold, that 7 drinks a week or less, may become our upper threshold for what we're recommending to patients when it comes to alcohol intake.
I'm curious, Doctor, what your reaction was when you heard the Surgeon General's statement about this.
Frankly, I'm glad that it's coming out. I think that we need to increase awareness around alcohol use and how it is linked to so much disease that we are seeing on a day-to-day basis. There's certain types of cancers, for example, colon cancer, that we're seeing a big time rise in younger people. And that should, that and breast cancer, like that should make us take pause and ask what's going on. A lot has been pointed to lifestyle factors. That's my bread and butter. When we're talking about diet, exercise, sleep, stress, and let's add into there as part of diet is what we're drinking. And I think that we're going to uncover more and more how this plays a major risk. We know that there's nothing good that comes from alcohol intake, right? We can't argue that it's not a toxin to our bodies. Of course, there's social aspects to that and how it makes our body feel that people could argue about. But from a health perspective, I don't see the benefit. And I think we're going to uncover more and more about how this is affecting long-term disease risk in our population.
Great information as always this morning, Doc. Thank you. Stay warm.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
Dr. Natalie Gentile of Direct Care Physicians of Pittsburgh on the Big K Morning Show.